Hi, everybody. Good morning. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower overlooking beautiful Michigan Avenue. We're here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5, Steve Cochran at 6, and joining Steve Cochran will be Mayor Emanuel live at 8:10 this morning. That's appointment radio right there, so make sure you tune in for that. Our phone number is 312-981-7200 for talk and text. We're going to talk about how the Oscars ignore horror movies consistently and how they need to kind of stop that. A very interesting piece that Steve Cochran actually sent over to me talking about how, the horror movies deserve more respect. And I've often said that. It's my favorite genre. And just because a movie is a horror movie doesn't make it any less well-made or not as good as something that's, say, a serious drama. It's getting harder and harder to deny the quality of some of the horror films that have been released over the past 3-4 years. I mean, it's just been like a renaissance period, I think. A couple of weeks ago we had Aaron Christensen on to talk about that great book about nature, animals gone wild and killing people. And Aaron and I were talking about how, I mean, this is just really a renaissance time for horror movies. I'm looking at my list of the best movies of 2016, Dan. The top 15, 6 of them could be classified as horror or a variation of horror. 6 of them.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Now, granted, I'm a big, I'm not a big proponent of the genre. And maybe I have a few extra horror titles that some people would not include. But I genuinely think that these are some of the best movies, that have come in a while. And for some reason, the Oscars never really take them seriously. Now, can you remember the last movie? If you could take a guess at maybe what the last movie that could fall under the umbrella of horror was nominated. Esmeralda, you got any ideas? Like, what movie would be considered? The movie that I'm talking about was a multiple nomination and actually an Oscar winner, and could fall under the category of horror. Certainly, it's a very, very creepy psychological thriller, and I think it could fall under the category of horror. And according to this article, they think so too. I'll give you a hint. It was 2011.
Oh, I was going to go Silence of the Lambs.
Well, that's the one. 1991. That's how long ago that was. 26 years ago, Silence of the Lambs, which is absolutely a horror movie. Absolutely a horror movie. And it won everything. I don't know if you guys remember, but it won all the big awards. It got actor, it got actress, it got screenplay, it got director, and it won picture. The 5 major big awards swept. They were swept. So it would be, by the way, it was the Academy Awards that were handed out in 2011, but for the movies of 2010. So the film that I'm talking about, which was the last one to be nominated under that umbrella of horror, came out in 2010. Does anybody get any guess? I'll give you another hint. It won Best Actress that year, and the actress who was nominated, who won for that film, is nominated this year again. So it won Best Actress in 2010, and the woman who won that award is nominated for Best Actress this year. Anybody?
Natalie Portman.
That's right, yeah. Black Swan. Black Swan was the last movie that could fall under, because it's certainly a creepy ass movie, and that was the only one. And it's not been a phenomenal time for horror. But listen to this article. I really love this article. We have a link on our Facebook page for it if you want to check it out. And again, I want to thank Cochran for sending this to me. It's facebook.com/NickDShow. Oscars almost never nominate horror flicks, but they should. When you look closely at the numbers and the larger history of the industry, the only explanation is bias. Another year, another list of Oscar nominations, yet again, as with most years in the history of the Academy Awards, not a single horror movie has been nominated. And by the way, if you want to jump in on this for talk or text, it's 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Sure, the dearth of award-winning horror flicks is nothing new, but as the genre continues to turn out excellent art, it's becoming harder and harder to justify the lack of awards recognition. Before diving into the numbers, here are some of the best horror flicks of 2016 that didn't get any recognition from the Academy and should have. First one they pick out is The Witch, which was number 5 on my best of list. It says the movie was flat out spectacular, and we'll probably be seeing its breakout star Anya Taylor-Joy in a lot more movies very soon. In fact, she's in the biggest movie in the country right now. She's in Split. Its cinematography, which relied heavily on natural light, would have felt at home in a Stanley Kubrick movie like The Shining, and its script creatively incorporated primary sources to capture the zeitgeist of the early Puritan America. The Witch should have been nominated for Best Original Screenplay. Yeah, great film. The next one that they have here is Green Room. And now Green Room falls under the umbrella. It's more of a thriller, but it certainly can. It has horrific elements in it. That, by the way, number seven on my top 10 list, Green Room. This tight flick keeps the scale small and the tension high. Add a clever script and killer supporting work from Patrick Stewart as a neo-Nazi hunting down members of a punk band, and you've got a unique thriller. This was also one of up-and-comer Anton Yelchin's last movies before his untimely death, and it represents one of his best contributions to the medium. Jeremy Saulnier should have been nominated for Best Director, and Yelchin should have been considered for Best Actor. Next one that they list here, Don't Breathe, which was number six on my top 10 list of best movies of the year. Sure, the movie's a little more than just a genre pick with more than the other two, relying on jump scares, exploitation, and a clear baddie played by Stephen Lang. But Don't Breathe benefits from quietly brilliant cinematography. Nearly the whole movie takes place in a small home, which the camera maps out in a single shot at the beginning to give viewers a clear sense of the space that the characters occupy and their options at every turn. 2016 was a strong year for cinematography, but this was as good as, if not better, than many of the other nominees. So there you go. Those are the ones that they kind of singled out. The other ones that are on my list, because I have six of my top 15 movies, six of them could fall under the umbrella of horror. So as I mentioned, number five on my list of the best movies of 2016 was The Witch. Number six is Don't Breathe. Number seven is Green Room. Number eight is The Neon Demon, which I think is a horror movie. It's crazy. So all of those right in a row there, those four movies in a row, five through eight on my list are horror films. And then the other two that I have on there are The Eyes of My Mother, which came in at number 14 on my list. And The Invitation, which we mentioned a little bit earlier, came in at number 15 on my list. It was a strong year for horror, and it's been a strong few years. Now, Esmeralda, I know you saw The Neon Demon.
I did.
And it freaked out V.
Yes, very much so.
I love that V was so freaked out.
He was just yelling and didn't know what was going on. It somehow made him disoriented. Like, he was just like, I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, it kind of has that effect, you know? You know, at the very least, I think the score should have been nominated. I mean, it's really an amazing, cool score. And, you know, as they mentioned, you know, the cinematography in some of these movies, the cinematography in Neon Demon was gorgeous. You know, they could have done costume design. It could have won makeup. Even if you're just going to give it just a few smaller awards, do it.
Yeah, and it wasn't nominated for anything?
Nothing.
Wow.
Nothing. Yeah. Did you watch Green Room yet? Are you still waiting on that?
No, I still haven't seen it.
Okay. That's a great movie, too. So that, you know, the numbers are low, are low, and the respect for the genre has always been low, which I just think is ridiculous. But yeah, Black Swan was the last one that you could fall under the category of horror that got any major awards or won anything. But if you look at, like, let's see, if you look at how, you know, some of the people who have gone on to direct major movies and win Academy Awards, Ridley Scott started out in the horror genre. You know, one of his first movies was Alien, which is a legendary horror film. And then he ended up winning for Gladiator. James Cameron started out in the horror movies, working on Roger Corman horror films. He did the sequel to Piranha, James Cameron. David Fincher started out working in horror movies. He directed an Alien movie, and so did Cameron. These three guys all directed Alien movies, and then they ended up making, you know, movies that have been nominated for multiple awards. David Fincher, like Social Network and Benjamin Button, James Cameron, Titanic, Avatar, you know, Ridley Scott, Gladiator, and you know, Thelma and Louise. These guys all started out doing alien movies and in the horror genre. And then you got guys like Sam Raimi, who would go on to direct, you know, like movies that would get nominated for, you know, and tentpole movies like Spider-Man. He started out with Evil Dead. Scott Derrickson directed like the fourth Hellraiser movie. He directed Doctor Strange. So it's like, you know, and then if you look at Peter Jackson, it's crazy because Peter Jackson started out with horrifically violent and crazy horror movies. He did a movie called Bad Taste and, of course, Dead Alive. And then he ended up, you know, Lord of the Rings movies ended up taking every single award you can possibly imagine. They say arguably the only true horror film to receive multiple major Oscars was The Exorcist. That's not true. It's Silence of the Lambs as well. But The Exorcist is, you know, it was nominated for many awards, and it won a couple, including a screenplay. But when you look at some of the stuff that's been out in the past couple of years, like Let the Right One In and The Babadook, It Follows, these are all great films. They're all great films. They're as good as anything that's been out. So anyway, if you guys want to jump in here and talk a little bit about, you know, your feelings on this and what horror movies you think deserve to be given some respect and awards, I'd love to hear from you. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. 312-981-7200. What horror movies do you think from the past deserve some recognition? Good morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. How are you? We're live in the Allstate studio on the seventh floor of the Trib Tower here till 5 o'clock. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5, the great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. And make sure you stay tuned because at 8:10, Mayor Emanuel will be joining Steve Cochran live on his show. Always worth a listen. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. If you would like to join us for talk and text, 312-981-7200. We're talking about an article on CNET, by the way, CNET.com, about how the Oscars almost never nominate horror movies, but they should. And I've, you know, if you're a regular listener to this show, I got my start on this radio station when Roy Leonard was like, yeah, I'm done with the horror movies. I'm done with the horror movies and the ninja movies. When Roy Leonard... He gave me a shot on his show and said, yeah, here's the deal. You do the crap movies. You can review all the crap. So that's basically how I started. And then eventually, you know, it evolved into our partnership and what I have right now. I've been a part of this radio station connected to horror for many, many, many years. So it's no surprise that six of my top 15 movies from 2016 all could land under the horror umbrella. So, and Esmeralda, not your favorite genre.
No.
It just freaks you out a little too much, right?
It's the gorier stuff. I can handle when it's psychological. Like Silence of the Lambs isn't bad.
Yeah.
But
yeah, yeah.
I'm trying to think what's...
Well, you saw The Witch.
Yeah, that was okay.
Yeah.
That was fine.
It had Black Phillip. It had a talking goat.
Right.
Who said live deliciously.
Now, I think it's more like the stuff that, like the torture.
Yeah, the Saw movies and stuff
like
that.
Yeah, Saw and Hostel. I can't deal with that.
Yeah. Yeah, I hated the second Hostel. The first one I liked. Because I found it, I found there was a real perverse joy I got in watching just a bunch of douchebags get tortured. Just a bunch of American douchebags get tortured. So I just...
That would turn me off from those movies because it was like the theme. Like the American jerks go to a foreign land and then get kids. Like, oh, come on, guys.
Yep. I hated the second one with every fiber of my being, though. And as much as I love the first one, I thought the first one was hilarious, actually. the kids in that movie, I thought they were hilarious. So,
oddly enough, I was okay with Cabin Fever.
Really?
Yeah.
There's a lot of gross stuff in Cabin Fever.
Yeah, that one was okay. I don't know what it is. Like, sometimes it's okay, and some... I don't know why.
Why are you seeing...
Hostel is awful, but Cabin Fever's okay.
Why are you seeing Eli Roth movies?
I don't know.
That's a question I have for you right there.
And then what's that one where it was making fun of all the horror movies?
Cabin in the Woods?
Yes.
That's a great movie.
That one I didn't mind either.
That's a great movie. That's one of the best horror movies of the past 10 years. Easy. Cabin in the Woods. I showed that at my film club. I love that movie. And Joss Whedon, man. I thought that movie was so good and so original and so funny. And you never knew where it was going. The first 5 minutes of the movie, I'm like, what is this? You know, because it opens up like in that underground bunker. There's Bradley Whitford and Richard Jenkins, and they're in like a control room. I'm like, what is this? I thought this movie was Cabin in the Woods. What the hell is this?
Where is that cabin?
Right, and I know. I was like, what? And there's a surprise at every turn. It's one of the most surprising horror movies ever made. It's so good. All right, here's Paxton on WGN. Hey, Paxton.
Good morning, Nick.
Morning.
Delicious topic. Nick, there's a... I've forgotten the awards that they have in England. About 15, 18 years ago, a horror movie, Dog Soldiers, was nominated.
Yep.
And it won two major awards. When it came back, when it came to the U.S., it got a little bit of play, but it was crushed. It didn't make it out at all.
Yeah, it's a great movie. And the director of that movie is a, oh, yeah, of course I've seen it. It's a great movie. And the director of that movie is a guy named Neil Marshall, who would go on to do The Descent, which is one of the best horror movies of the past 15 years. He did many, many episodes of, why am I blanking on the name of the boobs and dragons show on HBO?
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones. He directed a bunch of Game of Thrones. And Doomsday is a terrific movie. But The Descent, he's responsible for one of the most creative and one of the scariest movies of the past 15 years.
Oh, see, I can't find Dog Soldiers even in my, I had the Video Hound Golden Retriever movie review book.
Oh, no, you should be able to find it. I've got it on DVD. Yeah, you should. It shouldn't be a problem. Yeah, oh, yeah. I bet if you just go to Amazon, you type in Dog Soldiers, I wouldn't be surprised if that was available on Blu-ray as well.
Okay, very cool.
All right, Paxton, thanks, man.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye. Here's Scott on WGN. Hey, Scott.
Hey, how's it going? Long-time listener. This is actually a great topic for me. I love horror films, but I do want to point out, I mean, The Witch was fantastic. It was actually my number one movie of last year, kind of tied with Arrival. And I remember watching an interview that they had with Robert Eggers, the director, and Anya Taylor-Joy when they did a screening in Salem. I thought she was British the whole time. And that was... I don't know. I was just absolutely floored. Usually you could kind of pick out an accent, and I just thought that she was great. I actually just saw Split yesterday, and I thought she was actually excellent. In that
she's
too.
Great.
She's
a breakout star, man. She's all of the acting in The Witch, all of the acting. Those little kids, the twins, forget about it, man.
Oh,
I mean, the wife, the husband, everybody in that movie, and the goat is even good.
Oh, yeah, Black Phillip for president. Come on. I love Black Phillip.
Can't be any worse. All right, Scott.
They don't. Yeah, you have a nice one.
You're okay, take care. 815 area code says, agreed, The Witch not getting a nod is upsetting. Yeah. Oh, here's a good one. 847 area code, would you consider The Fly to be a horror movie? Because I think it should have been nominated. It was a great horror love story. I totally agree. Jeff Goldblum should have been nominated for that movie. Have you, Esmeralda, have you ever seen The Fly?
I haven't. Isn't there one older than that?
Well, there's the original one was from the 50s with Vincent Price.
Okay.
The one that Cronenberg made. There's another director, David Cronenberg, in the horror genre, has gone on to do Eastern Promises, History of Violence, and he started out doing some of the craziest, weirdest horror movies. And he's been accepted into the world of the Academy. The Fly is a great movie. It's gross, though, Esmeralda. It's really gross.
I've seen like bits and pieces.
Yeah,
and that's not too bad because it is 80s, so you can kind of see the.
You can kind of see the mechanic. And
yeah,
the,
you can kind of go, okay.
Oh, that's latex. That's latex, and that's rubber. Yeah. John says It Follows should have been nominated for something. I agree. It Follows is a remarkable movie, and The Orphanage could have been nominated for Best Foreign Film. Totally agree. The Orphanage, very scary movie, very, very, very scary. Esmeralda, you'd like The Orphanage.
Is it that little girl? She gets all attached to that family.
Yeah. And it all takes place in a haunted orphanage. And it's all about mood. There's no grossness in it at all. The guy who directed it just directed Monster Calls. And he was, creatively responsible for much of Penny Dreadful, the Showtime show. Great director. So, all right, we got time for one more call on this, and we got a break. Here's Harold on WGN. Hey, Harold.
Hey, guys. What's going on? Hey, by the way, Esmeralda was talking about the movie The Orphan.
Oh, The Orphan. Yeah. That was with Peter Sarsgaard was in that movie. That movie was ridiculous. The Orphanage takes place. It's a period piece, Esmeralda. Takes place. It's a Spanish film.
Oh, okay.
So it's really a good movie. Really scary. All right, what do you got, Harold?
I got a couple, but I'm going to throw this to you real quick to see I got an opportunity to tell you. Rolling Stone magazine this month has a special edition of SNL. Saturday Night Live stuff. My girlfriend just brought me home today.
Oh, all right. Cool. I'll have to check it out.
I want to check it out. Okay. Yeah. I mean, King Kong by Peter Jackson was, I was thrilled to see that. And I thought it was very well done. It was, I think there was a handful of categories that it could have been nominated in. The Hitcher from the '80s.
Yeah.
It's just intense.
Yeah, no, that's a great movie, but you got to understand when that movie came out, it was maligned by everybody. I remember Siskel and Ebert's review of The Hitcher was one of the most devastating reviews I've ever seen. They went out of their way to rip the Hitcher apart, like rip it to shreds. And a lot of people kind of zero in on that review as to why that movie bombed at the box office. Because, I mean, they said it was morally offensive. It was vile. It was disgusting. And it is all those things, and it's awesome. But
yeah.
So, yeah. All right, I got to hit the news, man.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, take care. There you go. Yeah, The Hitcher, great movie. Esmeralda, have you seen The Hitcher?
Haven't.
The original, not the stupid
remake. Yeah, I was going to say they remade it, didn't they?
Oh, God. Yeah. But you got to understand, when that movie came out, oh, my God, did Ebert and Siskel go after it. Oh, man. I think you can find the review, Dan, on YouTube. It's hilarious. I mean, it's terrible because it cost the movie any popularity. Of course, now it's considered a classic, and they remade it. But it's always the case. I love that movie when it came out. It was like number 2 on my top 10 list that year, if I'm not mistaken. It's also one of Steve and Johnny's favorite movies. When we were talking about horror movies, they always mention The Hitcher. All right, we got a break. We got to get to the news and then the aggravating SNL quiz.